Tzvi's friend, and she should be a special as far as Marani Maras Shiyachyu. And this is my sister, Basrib Shmuel. It's kind of a Tzvi'on, my son, the Chalmer to Meir Zev. Aram ben Yaakov Shachna. Ephraim ben Shmuel. And Rabbi Yoav ben Pinchas Halevi. The Gemara in Brachas Nafyud Beis Amud Aleph says that it's pashut that if you take a cup of wine and you think it's beer and you start making the bracha Rosh Hashanah Melech Olam intending to conclude it with the Shahakol and you ended up concluding with Hagaf and you're Yotze. Why? Because even if you would conclude with the Shahakol, you'd be Yotze. The Shaila is, what's the din if you take a cup of beer, which is Shahakol, you think it's wine, you make Brachat Hashem L'Kenu Melech Olam intending to conclude Hagafen, and then you said, whoops, it's beer, and you said Shahakol Nia B'Dvaru. Are you Yotze? Basir Ikar Bracha Zlina? You go after the Ikar Bracha? Since it was Aldas, Birei Chaldas Yain, you're not Yotze, or Basir Chasim, you go after the ending, you conclude it correctly, so you are Yotze. So skipping in the Gemara brings a Raya Misefa of the Braisa. Klal Shel Davra Kol Alechachar Achisum. It's a Braisa the Gemara brought that at the end of the Braisa the Braisa says Hakol Alechachar Achisum, everything goes after the ending. So what does it mean Klal Shel Davra? What's the Klal? Lav Lasuy Hada Amaran, is it not coming to include what we said? If you're holding a cup of beer and you say Baruch Atah Shekinah Mochalam, thinking to make a bright prayer gafen, and then you'd switch your beseder. Because I call it Chachar Chisum, as long as he had the right ending. The Gemara says no. Not what the Gemara is telling us. The Brice is telling us, but it's telling us an Andrizach, something else. If you have bread and dates, what's the case? So if the case is, says the Gemara, that you were actually eating bread and you thought it was dates, and you started Bracha Achrona, Bracha Hashem L'Kenu Melech Olam, thinking you're going to end off Alayitz V'Alpriyayitz. And then you realize, whoops, it's bread, and you finished Brichas HaMazon correctly, and there it's Hakol Echachar Chisum. Well, that's exactly our Shaila. Because Brichas Al HaEitz doesn't pat your bread. So if the din is that you Yotze Yidei Chovaso because Hakol Echachar Chisum, Nikar, as you ended off with benching, then that answers our shaila also, the kolecha charchasima. So Gemara says, no, like tzricha, you need it for a different case. Fakert. You're actually eating dates. You think it's bread. You start off making the bracha on the bread. Bracha Hashem l'kenu melech olam. And then you realize it's a dates, and you say, al eitz, val pri eitz. You finish off correctly. So, you're Yotze, why are you Yotze? Because even if you would have finished off with the bread, you'd also be Yotze. Because you can be benching his motzi dates. Because tamri nami mezen zaini. Because dates are filling. They're amazing. So, Mamela, you're Yotze with the day with benching. So, even if you would have incorrectly finished with benching, you still would have been Yotze. So, Mamela, you're Yotze now, and you did finish correctly, of course. But our Shaila is, let's say you start off the bracha with incorrect kavana, and then you fix your kavana, but had you continued with the kavana you started with, you wouldn't be Yotze. That's our Shaila, and that wasn't resolved by the Braisa. Atkan, midivrei hasugi, and Tosis there, after they say in the name of the Rif, that since our Shaila wasn't resolved, we go l'kula, and therefore if you open b'chamra and you conclude b'shichra, if you start thinking about wine, and then you end up doing the beer thing, Shakal Nebedvaro, you're Yotze. And then they bring in the name of the reed, the Misvekas Linan Lechumra, Misafik, you go Lechumra, Omedav Benshin, Machana Bruche, as they say in Portuguese, Noch Amo. You have to make another bracha. Wow. They also write that if you made a mistake and you said Bori Priha Eitz instead of Bori Priha Gafen, you can retract Tochkadei Dibor, Bruchtashim Bochalam Bori Priha Eitz, Bori Priha Gafen. Similarly, if you make a mistake on Yontif, and instead of Mekadish Shol Azmanim, you say Mekadish Shabbos, you can retract Tech Kedei Dibor, since you know that it's Yontif. And therefore we allow you to retract and fix your mistake. Also, they ask there, what's the shaila? Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. So what's the shaila of the person having the proper kavana? And Tosis Mechalik between Lomis Kavin. Lotzeis, Lebeinis Kavin, Levarach Aleyayim, and Imsa Sheikhar. Somebody didn't have kavana at all to be Yotze, and somebody who had kavana to make a bracha on the wine, and he ended up making a bracha on the beer. So that is not effective. In other words, kavana Lotzeis, Mitzvah Slein Tzrichas Kavana, to be Yotze. But if it's kavana on what food you're making the bracha on, what the Nusach HaBracha is going to be, if it's going to be the right or the wrong Nusach HaBracha, there, incorrect Kavana, is not effective. Ad kan, Baruch Hashem, Zachino l'mod mi-divrei ha-gemara, Zachino l'mod mi-divrei ha-tosis. And now, Nizkel l'mod, Begilian Hashas, Legon Rebbe Kiva Eger, he explains that the reason we're not Mekel here, why don't we be Mekel midin Safik Brachas l'hakol? So, and for Rebbe Kiva Eger, because it's a Safik Isser. To aser lecha l'loy bracha, and it's not even a suffik bracha l'batala, because without the bracha you're not allowed to eat. So it's not levatala. Levatala is when it's a wasted bracha. Thus is nishkin wasted bracha, because you can't eat without this bracha. So it's not a wasted bracha. And so it's the Maharsha at the beginning of Arbei Psachim. Same idea that. And this is a suffix iser, aser lechol lelo bracha. And memela, you're allowed to eat. You're allowed to make the bracha because it's not a bracha levatala. Because you have to make the bracha, because otherwise, how are you going to eat? Rabbi Kiva Eger says more. But from the fact that Tosfos say that you have to be chozer toch kedei dibor and make a hagafen instead of ha'etz, he said Baruch Hashem Melech Olam, pray pre'etz, and then you said no, pray pre'agafen. That's what Tosfos says. I hope I said that right before. Toh, Biruch, Bray Priyates, instead of Bray Priyagafin, Ruch Shem, Ruch Priyates, up, Bray Priyagafin, and you fixed it. So from this, it's Muchach, that if you make the Bracha on the Geffen, if you make a Bray Priyates, you're not Yotze. If you make on wine Bray Priyates, you're not Yotze. And that, Frek Rebbe Kiva Eger, why is Biruch HaSeitz any different than Biruch HaShahakal? Biruch HaShahakal, we pass in Bracha Stav Mem HaMibes Krebi Yochanan. That pass v'yayin in Biruch Aleim Shehakol Yotza. So Geffen is just a more specific eitz. Just like Shehakol covers everything, shouldn't Bray Priya eitz cover a Bray Priya Geffen? Bray Priya Guffen? Because the Guffen is just a specific specifying the eitz, but eitz also covers Guffen. He brings from the Tshuvas Ginas Vradim and Orachaim Simon Chav Tes that he's Yotze with the Magen Avram Paskins Kfiya Nira Midivrei Atosis Shelo Yotze Yedei Chavaso, and this is Tamua Meod. Why are you not Yotze? It's Kevaldik. Ha'etz include the Bray Priya Gafin includes the Eitz. The Bray Priya Eitz, excuse me, includes the Geffen. So Mimele, you should be Yotze with the Eitz. Now, that the Rebbe Kiva Eger writes and also the Maharsha and Bracha in Psachim, Rebbe Kiva Eger brings him that it's a suffik iser she'aser lecho kodem bracha aser l'adam she'anem el ha'atzeb lo bracha, it says in the Gemara later, Lamed Hamad Aleph cho'anenem en ozolam ha'atzeb lo bracha mo'al. So l'chor we have to understand, asks Rav Zerachi Shlita, the iser itself is only to Rabbanah. So what do you mean? He said, "Oh, aser lechol kodem habracha." Okay, but it's a suffik iser derabbanan. Sveg suffik derabbanan lekula, like all other isurei derabbanan. That's a kasha numerous achronim ask. So Mizrahi answers as follows: "Vasher yira loy marvizeh. Dine mitivrei agorin Rebbe Kiva Eger niru lechayra de halachumra ne'amar rak leiser achila v'ilomashu mevarech hu heter dimemela." What's the chumrah? What are we machmir on? We're machmir that it's usr to eat this food. And the bracha is an automatic heter, because after the isr, the bracha that's matir you to eat isn't included in levatala. It starts with the chumrah of the isr achila. And Memela, once you solve that, you go l'chumrah there, Memela, you have a heter to make the bracha, because since we go l'chumrah and there's an iser achila, Memela, the bracha is not levatala. So these are shnei shlavim. A shlav harishon, that there's a lechumra, then an isra achila. That's where machmiran. And memela, there's a heter levarich, because it's not levatala. But the svar of lechumra is only relating to the heter achilasa. We go lechumra not to eat this food, but not to the heter of the din bracha. That's stage two. The lechumra, though, is on the etzem food. Okay, so let's say that's correct. But still, why is this isser derabbanan different than another isser derabbanan that we say sfeikai lekula, that we go lekula in cases of safek? Lechay nirat. Shebi yisoid ha-isser lehanos min ha-olam hazet leloi bracha. In the foundation of the iser to be nana from this world without a bracha, lo nemar iser bifnei atzmo lechol olehanos lelo hamatir shel habracha. It isn't an independent iser that you're not allowed to eat or drink or get hana without the matir of the bracha. Ella, the kolze umechlal dinei umitzis brachos, hanu shehabracha haneaderes. You hear this, sweet friends? The missing bracha, that's the chefts of the iser. It's not the hana that you're getting from this world without a bracha. That's not an independent iser. It's the bracha hane'ederet. It's the missing bracha. That's the chefts of the iser. The mo'al is that you're nana below bracha. Not that the mo'al is an iser bifnei atzmo, mitzad atzmo, and the bracha is the matir. But rather, the iser is the lack of bracha. You're nene without a bracha. And this heyader bracha is part of the iser. That's the chefetz of the isur. Hana, without a bracha. Not that the bracha is the matir, but that the lack of bracha is the iser, that's the chefetz shel isura. And even though the Gemara says ki ilu mal or nana mikotchi shemayim, like it says Hashem aratz maloa, shemayim shemayim Hashem aratz sound lefnei adam, kan koidim bracha, kan lacha bracha, before the bracha it's God's, after the bracha it's yours, so before the bracha it's me'ila. It doesn't mean that there's an iser bifnei atzma of me'ilo gezel, and that the bracha is matir and takes this chefetz, transforms this chefetz from Kochi Shemayim to something that's shayach to people. Because there's no remez in this asmacht, in this psukim, that the matir is the bracha dafka. So what was stated in this Gemara is, and this is lo kashya, that there's really no steer in the psukim. Because at the end of the day, there's a time that it's yours, and there's a time that it's Hashem's. But it's not telling you that the bracha is a matir. It doesn't make the food from Kachi Shemaim to Davar HaShayich L'Bnei Adam. Ube Emes, before this stira of Reb Levi, we have no makor for the din of Birchas Hananim. Adarab, it says there's svaru asol shonem alam is below bracha. Also in the Brisa, the Isser is stated without a makor. So we have to say that even though they're lashonas of malam kachi shemaim, it doesn't mean that there's an Isser mitzad atzma, like kachim and me'ila, but rather that in both cases there's an Isser without rishus. But whereas when it comes to kachim, the rishus is not granted because it's shaykh to gavoa, and the way to get rishus is to be poda, is to redeem the food. Kimokain, by nas olam hazeh, we also have no rishus to be nana without being makdim the bracha. But bivadai, that the bracha, in its absence, that's the isser that's chal on the chefza. The problem with this chefza is that it doesn't have the bracha. Not al tzrishus. It's not that there's an isser on the chefza bifnei atzma, and then the bracha is the matir, but rather, the lack of bracha is the isser that's chal on the chefza d'achila. And the tzushtel between this and me'ila is that in both cases, you're not allowed to be nene. In me'ila, the way to be matir the hana is pidyon. And in our case, it's not that the bracha is the matir the hana. What the bracha does is that it makes it that there's no chefta di surah. It removes the chefta di surah. It's not that the food is usser, and then the bracha is matir the food. That there's an independent isser on the food. No. The lack of bracha is attached to the food. So that's the isser that's chal on the chefza. Sha'abrocha ne'ederes hi achefza shel ha'isser. And this chefza d'isur of the lack of bracha attaches itself to the food. And then you made the bracha. So Mimela, there's no longer a chefza d'isura here. It's a subtle point. And therefore we can go further and say that in brachas there's a special din of sefik brachas lahaka. If not for that din, then it should be like sefik mitzvahs. And in sefik mitzvahs, even in mitzvahs derabbanan, we go l'chomer like the Chavis Das writes and others, that b'mitzvahs afilo b'sefik harachok, the din is that we go l'chomerah. So why are brachas different than other mitzvahs d'rabbanan? Safek isurim, we go l'kula. But safek mitzvahs, we go l'chumra. So why are brachas different than other mitzvahs d'rabbanan? And the answer is that there's a special din in brachas that's fake in l'hakel. Why? Alts the chumra of losisa, v'choymer bracha l'vatala. And therefore, even though mitzad mitzvasan, we should do the bracha, we should make the bracha, we should go back and make the bracha, we have a safik bracha, but safik bracha is lahakal. It's not me din sveik at the rabban on lakula. There is no cause of chumra here. You have to do the mitzvah. Elamai, you have a losisa. A losisa, don't make the bracha. Oh, kimta rain, the heilige maharsha, and the heilige Rabbi Kiveger. And they say that birchas hanenin are different. Shekevan shiyisodan banui al ha'isur lehanot, lachein ein birchatan bichlal safek brachot la'akel. Sheken biyisod dinam, ne'amar lo rak mitzvah be'alma, ela gam din me'akev ve'isur hana'a behe'adran. So when it comes to birchas hananin, when it comes to the isur to be nana, it's not included in the regular category of safek brachos lahakel. Because fundamentally, this isn't merely a mitzvah. And then we're going to tell you, okay, don't do it because of lo sisa. But rather, it's a din me'akev. It is a critical law that holds one back and creates an iser hana in its absence. And therefore, since the chiyuv to make the bracha, ba kidei lehavos rishusa b'kiyuman. לכן אין בהם הכלל לספק ברכות להקל, שכן כמו שכתב רבי קיבי איגר, לא תהיה בכך ברכה לבטלה. ואם אך אין ברכה לבטלה, שוב הדר דין הברכה כשאר מצוות רבנן דספקן לכול לחומרה. So we have this Isser Hana, and the only way to be matir this Isser Hana is to make the bracha. And therefore there's no rule here of suffik brachas lahakal, because like Rabbi Kivager said, it's not a bracha levatala. When do we have a problem of suffik brachas lahakal? When it's a bracha levatala. But if it's not a bracha levatala, then we go back to the regular rule of other mitzvahs to Rabbanan, sfeik on l'chumra. So here we have to go sfeik on l'chumra, because all mitzvahs to Rabbanan go sfeik on l'chumra. And now we can no longer ask, where did the din of sfeik, sfeik on Rabbanan l'kula go? Why aren't we mekel? Because this kasha only exists if we say that it's an isser bifnei atzmo. And this isser is tona matir. In other words, we say that the food is aser, and the food needs a matir. But Sveika Durban Lakula, there's no Isser, and Mamela, we don't need a Matir. And if we don't need a Matir of the Bracha, then the Bracha is going to be Levatala. Because there's no Isser on the food. Since there's no Isser on the food, we don't need the Matir of the Bracha. And if there's no need for the Matir of the Bracha is going to be Levatala. But based on what we said, there's no Isser Bifnei Atzmo on the food. And Mamela, we can't, there's no Sveika Durban Lakula, we're going to be Mekel on that Safik Isser. And the Marsha and the Rabbi Kivager are coming to tell us that since the yisod of the bracha, Birchas Hananin, is to permit the hana, that's forbidden without the bracha, and you can't eat it, because this food, there's a chefzadi sura of this lack of bracha on the food, again, the lack of bracha, that you're chayiv to make the bracha. So, since there's this possible chefzadi sura of the lack of bracha on the food, memela, it's not a bracha levatala. Because you have to make the bracha. Because like we said before, safik mitzvah, safilu mitzvah to Rabban, and we go l'chumra. So you have to do this mitzvah of the... of making the bracha. So the only thing is that we don't say this by brachas. By brachas, we don't say that by Sveika Durban Ligo L'chumra because of this or Bracha Levatala. But here, again, it's not Levatala because this food requires a Bracha and you don't know if it received its requisite Bracha. So Memela, when you make the Bracha is not Levatala. So it's not included in Safik Brachas and Bracha Levatala. Because you need to make this bracha. So there's a lot more to say here. Mirtz Hashem. Hopefully in the next year we're going to plow forward. B'li Neder. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.